From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. An epic political fight over health care is nearing a final showdown on Capitol Hill. For many, the man leading the Republican charge is not a household name, nor is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell much of a fire breather. But week after week, month after month, he has carefully built a wall of GOP opposition, persuading fellow Republicans that betting on the bill's failure could bring big wins in November. NPR's David Wellner reports.
If you want an idea who President Obama sees as his nemesis in the health care fight, consider what the president had to say when the lights briefly blinked out the other night as he spoke about health care at a Democratic fundraiser.
Oh! All right, who was... Was that Mitch McConnell back there trying to... Yeah, see, they don't like when we start telling the truth.
That may have been a joke, but Washington University congressional expert Stephen Smith says the president was right on target in portraying Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as a top adversary.
I think he is the leading opponent, and probably for the Republicans nationally, on health care reform.
Ask McConnell whether he sees himself as leading the charge against health care, and the Kentucky Republican says he's simply the GOP leader in the Senate.
What I try to do is to help get all of our members on message. It's sort of like being a choir director, and most of the time somebody's singing off key, but on this issue, miraculously, we have been 100% together that this was a mistake for the country.
McConnell proudly points to the more than 90 floor speeches he's made against the Democrats' health care overhaul. He delivers one like clockwork virtually every day the Senate's in session. And if they begin to all sound the same, that's because they pretty much are.
This isn't a fight between Democrats and Republicans. It's a fight between Democrats inside the Beltway and their constituents beyond it. This is a fight between Democrats inside the Beltway and their constituents beyond it.
The way to break through, McConnell says, is to say things consistently and, yes, over and over.
We typically do things with great repetition.
McConnell's fellow GOP senators have nothing but praise for his leadership. South Carolina's Jim DeMint is one of the most conservative Republicans.
McConnell's doing a great job, and I think I've seen his passion level rise higher than I've seen it since I've been in here.
DeMint and every other Senate Republican have stuck with their leader in every Senate floor vote against the Democrats' health care legislation. And Rutgers University's Ross Baker does not expect any defections in the votes to come.
You've got a large number of Republican senators calculating that McConnell is right, that the consistency of the message is politically astute. And they're going to stay with him.
The biggest test of GOP unity will come in what's expected to be the final act of the health care saga, a bill making corrections to legislation the Senate passed on Christmas Eve. Democrats hope to muscle it through using a filibuster-proof procedure known as reconciliation. McConnell has been portraying the move as defying the popular will.
What about public opinion do our friends in the majority not understand? The American people are saying loud and clear they don't want us to do this.
Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, has punched back, pointing to McConnell's voting record.
He has voted for 13 of 17 reconciliation bills during his time in the Senate. He did not consider this procedure objectionable 13 different occasions when he voted for it.
But arguing over votes on an arcane procedure has not seemed to resonate much beyond the Senate chamber. Rutgers' Ross Baker says McConnell has cast this fight as the Democrats against everyone else, and it's an argument many polls would seem to back up.
I think he feels that he's got, at least now, has public opinion on his side, and I believe he thinks that this is going to continue and that there really won't be much of a turnaround before November.
McConnell himself insists the opposition he leads against the health care legislation is not just about winning more seats for Republicans in November. It's also, he says, about the nation's health care. But he's clearly hoping for electoral dividends.
There's an overwhelming likelihood that every race in the country is going to be a referendum on this issue this fall if this passes.
That's a referendum McConnell's betting Republicans will win. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.